Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Second Corinthians, the third chapter, it says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord." Now, who's he talking about? He's talking about we all. Right? Are you a we all? How many we alls do we have in here? Yeah, we're all a bunch of we alls. So he's talking to we all. That's who he's talking to. And he says, we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Well, how are we all doing that? How are we beholding, as though we're looking in a mirror, the glory of the Lord? Well, if we went back to James, James says that if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his face in a mirror and then goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. So he looks in the mirror and he sees himself and goes away and forgets what kind of man he is. And he says, so is those who look into the word of God and walk away and then don't do it. It's as though they've looked into a mirror. All right? So then you come over here to 2 Corinthians and he says, we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Well, what's the mirror that he's talking about? Well, consistently in the word is illustrated as a mirror. So as we are looking in the word of God, it's like looking in a mirror. And what are we beholding when we're looking in the word of God? The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Well, what part of the word are we seeing the glory of the Lord? All of it. Because the Bible is the story of the glory. It's all about the glory of God. And a scripture I quote many times, but I don't know, I might have only turned to it once. So I think we need to look at it. Even though I know that if you didn't quite believe me that it was in the word, you would have got in there yourself to see if these things were true or not. The things that I'm saying are true or not. Because you're sticklers for the word. Somebody say, I'm a stickler for the word. What does that mean? That means I stick with the word. Right? I stick with the word. I don't want your opinion. I don't want your feelings. Just give me the word. We stick with the word. Now notice here, Romans the third chapter in verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then he goes on and says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ. And then he goes forth and he begins to talk about why Christ came and how he justified us and all these things. And the purpose for it, the purpose for his coming was to restore us to the glory. Because that's what we had fallen from. So why did Jesus become sin for us? To restore you to the glory. To restore. Why did he die and take your judgment upon himself? To restore you to the glory. See, everything Jesus did was to restore you to the glory of God. And then we talked about over there in 2 Corinthians how the Bible says that we have been prepared for this very thing by God. We've been prepared for the glory of God, to be carriers of the glory of God. We're to be clothed in the glory of God. We're to be wrapped up in God, in his life, in his power, so that we never go anywhere without him. Everything we do in life, We do it in the ability of God. We do it by the power of God. We do it by the strength of God. But so many people, they just go to the Word. They just see letters. They just see stories. But what we need to be seeing is the glory. We need to be seeing the glory. So we need to stir ourselves up and look into this Word, because he goes on in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, and says, as we're looking at the glory of the Lord by looking into the Word, the mirror of the Word, we're being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, transformed means also, if you look it up, means transfigured. Now, how many people know Jesus was transfigured? We see that over in Luke's gospel. Let's hold your place there in 2 Corinthians. Look at Luke. Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 27, Jesus said to his disciples, but I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. Then behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. So here Jesus is praying. And as he's praying to the Father, the life of the Father, the life of God that is in him begins to come forth out of him, begins to manifest through him, so that even his face was altered. And then light, white light, began to radiate out of him as he was transfigured, transformed in the presence of God in prayer. Prayer changes things. It changes you. It will turn you inside out. In fact, when we get in the Word of God, it should be transforming you. It should be transfiguring you. It should be turning you inside out, because that's what it means to be transfigured. It means to be turned inside out. Well, you see, over in Colossians, he says, this is the mystery of the ages that God has kept secret until now. And it is Christ in you, your hope of glory, or your confident expectation of glory. That's what that word hope means. So is Christ in you? As you pray, as you look at the glory that is in the Word of God, it is reflecting who is in you, so that what is in you begins to move out upon you, begins to manifest through you. So when we're praying, this is why you want to pray, because praying the right way, praying out of a relationship with God, praying in faith, you go in there with God, you begin to pray. You begin to pray out of your spirit, out of your heart, where Christ is. And as you pray, it transfigures you. It changes you from the inside out. But God begins to shine through you, and suddenly there's something on you that wasn't on you until you prayed. But when you started praying, something came on you. Yeah, spiritual clothing. God's light. God's glory. Now, I'm telling you, this happens. This happens when you pray correctly, effectively, in faith, you are being transfigured, just like with Jesus here. But a lot of folks, when that's happening to them, they don't even realize what's happening to them, which is why we see it says that Peter, James, and John, you know, they were there. They were heavy with sleep. Didn't say they were sleeping, though. They were sleepy. And then it says, but when they were fully awake, which, in other words, they were awake, but he uses the word fully. Fully awake, which means they were awake, but they weren't fully awake. How many people know what I'm talking about? Yeah, hopefully that never happens in church. You know, sometimes folks are, they're awake, but they're not awake. They're not fully awake, and they're missing so much. And so when we're praying and we're getting with God, we want to come into that full awareness of what is happening, what is going on as we are praying. Come into a full alertness, being fully alerted to his glory, to his presence. Well, see, as we hear the word on this, our expectations rise. We start looking for it. Start looking for the glory. Start expecting the glory. And you'll find all of a sudden, you'll walk out of prayer and you'll physically feel the difference. You will physically be stronger. And you'll be clothed with something. There'll be something on you. And it's him. It's Christ. It's in you. It's him now on you. It's the glory of God, which is the manifested awesomeness of the Almighty. It's the manifestation of Christ. That's the glory of God. The glory of God is the manifestation of Christ. It's the manifestation of what's in you. So we're getting in a word right now. We're hearing a word right now. What should be happening? We should be being transfigured, transformed. And it's from glory to glory, which means there's levels of this, levels of glory. It can get thicker. It could get heavier. It could get stronger. It could become more and more powerful. And we want to get good at this. So we want to get good at this. We don't want to go out of the house without being clothed. And we want to be clothed really good. You know, you can have a little thin layer of something on, right? You can have just a little thin layer of something on and go out. Or you can put heavier clothing on and heavier clothing on. And when it's really, really cold outside, you know, in the dead of winter, and it's just below zero out there, oh, and you know you're going to be outside for a while, you load up, right? You load up on clothing. You load up to protect yourself, to fully cover yourself. Otherwise, you can get hurt. Well, how many people know this world is ice cold, man? And it's getting colder and colder and darker and colder and colder. And a lot of folks don't realize how cold it is out there. They're getting frostbitten or devil bitten because they're walking out there and they're wearing summer clothing and it's freezing out. They're out there in the flesh. They're lighting. Yeah. Yeah, they're just like, you know, just going through life. Kind of reckless, trusting in themselves, confident in themselves, just not wearing very much, just going out there in themselves. Man, when you understand how cold it is out there and how dangerous it is out there, you get fully dressed and you want to put more and more layers on. More and more layers on. And the more layers you get on you, the less you'll be affected by the cold. And man, you want it to cover your face. You want to be completely covered. So you're walking around, and you know, it's like a guy with a ski mask on, and he's got his hood on, and he's got everything on. You wouldn't know who he was if you walked up to him. I mean, you might know the guy. It could be a family member. But you don't know if he don't tell you who he is and he's walking around all covered up. You don't even know who it is. That's how it should be with you and I. Walking around and we're just so fully covered up. The devil just looks. He just sees God all over you. God all around you. And so the glory of God, like we talked about, it's a it guards us, it protects us. It's to surround our life. And when the glory is surrounding us, no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. It's going to quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Hallelujah. Do you want to grow in the glory? Do you? Thank God we can. And how do we do it? Get in the Word. Get in the Word and pray. Get in the Word and pray. And the more we do it consistently, the more, he said, we would be being transformed. We'd be being transformed. More of, in other words, more of what's in us is getting on us. More of Christ that's in us is getting on us. More of Christ. See, and that's the Christian life. We're not out here trying to be better people. See, under the law, that's what they strive for. They strive to be better people. They tried to live up to God's standard of holiness. They tried to live up to God's standard of righteousness. They were trying to be more godly, but they weren't able to get very far. Some did well, but not well enough. But now that Christ is in us and we're no longer under the law, now the one who is in us can now manifest through us his holiness, his righteousness, his godliness. That's what begins to come out of our life now. So I was just telling some folks this the other day, that the difference between dead works and works of faith is that faith works come from the inside out. Dead works are from the outside trying to get in. But it can never happen. Your works on the outside can never change you on the inside. You cannot be good enough. You cannot do enough good things to change you on the inside. Those are dead works. They're dead. They're not really getting you anywhere. But the Bible says faith without works is dead. So there are works as believers we are to have, but those works are from the inside out. It's Christ coming out of us. How many of you know Christ, he can walk righteous. Can Christ walk righteous? Can Christ walk holy? He is righteousness. He is holiness. He is godliness. He's all these things, and he's in you. So that's the difference in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Christ wasn't in them. He was in a temple made by human hands. That's where the glory was. And so the people received God's commandments and his laws, of what he expected of them in order to be righteous. And so they're trying to be righteous by trying to fulfill all these laws and these commandments, and they can't do it. So then they have to go to the temple, and they'd have to bring a sacrifice for the covering of their sins. Not a full forgiveness and cleansing, just a covering. And so they would come, and they were to come in faith, and they were to bring their sacrifice, and the priest would work the temple and take the sacrifices and pour the blood out, and all these things would just cover up their sin problem until Messiah comes. Their act of presenting the sacrifice was their faith in God that the Christ would come. Christ means the anointed one. Messiah is the Hebrew word. Christ is the Greek word for the anointed one. So they were believing for the anointed one, the Messiah, to come and rescue them. Thank God he's come. And now he doesn't dwell in a temple made of stone, but he dwells in you and I. Woo, hallelujah. We don't have to go up to a man-made temple to get covered. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He is now in us. And so now his righteousness, his goodness, his life is to flow out of us. So the Christian life, people say, the Christian life is hard. No, friend. The carnal Christian life is hard. But the Christian life isn't hard. Because if you're in faith about Christ, who is in you, and you are in his word and praying, then Christ, his righteousness, his holiness, his godliness is flowing out of you. so that we're not trying to be righteous through our works, but we have works that are flowing out of us because of our faith. Our faith in Him, in us. See, a lot of folks don't have that right. Well, we're not under the law. God's not expecting us to be righteous. God's not expecting us to be holy and godly. God's not expecting these things of us, you know, because we're not under the law anymore. No, that's not what He's saying. He's saying you don't have to be under the law anymore because the law is in you. You're not under it, it's in you. It's in you, which means what? Which means it'll flow out of you. You'll do things legally in the sight of God. You'll live a godly, legal life in God's sight if you're in faith about Christ in you. Because He is the law. He is the law. He's the law in the flesh. So that's why He said, I didn't come to destroy it, I came to fulfill it. Isn't this exciting? Man, it's a rest. The Christian life is a rest. We're to enter the rest now. The rest of faith. And enjoy ourselves. Godliness is in us. Praise God, we got it in the bag. No, it's in the believer. But you know, people say that and say, man, it's in the bag. You know, like they're going to go and they're going to play some kind of game against somebody. Maybe two teams are going to meet and the one team just looks and they know, man, this game is in the bag. What does that mean? It's in there. We got it. We got this thing. Man, we got the victory. This is already done. We got this. Well, instead of saying it's in the bag, the victory, it's in the believer. It's in the believer. It's in me. I got this thing. I got Him. I got God. I got the lawgiver. Forget about the law. I got the lawgiver. How many people know the lawgiver is more than able to fulfill the law? I got Him. He's fulfilling the law through me. He's doing it. We're not trying to do it. We're not trying to do it. I'm trying to get something from God. Faith isn't trying to get something from God. Faith is trying to release God. That's what it's all about. It's not even trying. But as we're working to get in faith, that's what we're striving for, is to release God. Faith releases God. Healing is in you. Friend, there's a healer in the house today. In your house. In the house of your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We don't have to tear the roof off and get down where Jesus is. We got Him already in us. We just got to let Him come out. You know, just like you see people, they had demons in them. Jesus would say, come out! And the demons would leave. Some of them had a lot of demons in there. And it affected the way they lived, didn't it? It affected the way they acted. It affected everything about their life. They had demons in them. Well, friend, you got Christ in you. And it's to be affecting everything about your life. You should be foaming at the mouth with joy. You should be having all kinds of fits and experiences. Outbursts of happiness. Just like that guy in the temple, right? Jesus came walking in there and that guy had demons in him. He had devils. And Jesus came walking in there and all of a sudden those demons in him rose up and they manifested. And they cried out, what have we to do with you? Jesus, have you come to torment us before the time? He said, shut up and come out. You and I, having Jesus in us, should have outbursts. Oh, glory.
Whoo, hallelujah.
Praise you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Shika la 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 masakata. So it's not demonic though, you know. Right? We brighten up. We brighten up. Whoo. There's a rejoicing about us. Where does that come from? Where does that come from?
I don't feel like rejoicing.
No, you don't feel like rejoicing. I understand that flesh. I understand that. And let me just say something here. When it comes to rejoicing and praising and magnifying God, sometimes you got to pray until you pray. Sometimes you got to praise until you praise. But a lot of folks, they don't praise until they praise. They just praise. And they go home thinking they praised, but they didn't praise. Because they needed to praise until they praised. But what they did was they just sang along and amused everybody. So, oh, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. It's just as dead. There's no fragrance. No fragrance of Christ. No transformation. Nothing changed. Nothing happened. Nothing was released. They just did it in the flesh. And that's fine. It's okay to start out in the flesh. But don't be satisfied with the flesh. Religion is satisfied with the flesh. Religious people, they're satisfied. I went to church. I sang two hymns. I heard a teaching. Great doctrine. They're happy with that. I did my devotion. That's what people do in the morning. I did my devotion. I read my Bible. And it's just a legalistic thing. It's just something on the outside trying, I guess, to affect the inside. It's dead. There's a lot of devotions that are dead. There's a lot of praise and worship that isn't praise and worship. It's just dead. It's just dead. Because people aren't letting what's in them come out of them. That's why we get in the Word. It's so that Christ can come forth and manifest through our life. We need Him. I can't do life without Him. I need Him. I need His joy coming out, leaking all the time. I need joy leaking out of me all the time. I need Him intoxicating me all the time. I don't know about you. I mean, I think I do know about you, actually, looking around. You need to be intoxicated. Life is hard. It's cold. It's hard. It's dark. You need light. You need clothing. You need layers. You don't come in here freezing every Wednesday night. Numb. People are frozen. It takes 90% of the service just to get the numbness off of people. They're so numb. They're so numb. It's like a big block of ice. You don't want to be a block of ice. You don't want to be a block of ice. Some places, that's all it is. They might as well move to Alaska. Some churches are igloos. They're not even real churches. They're igloos. Yeah. People are just in there. They're just frozen. Frozen. Naked and frozen. But they don't know it. They don't know it. Spiritually, that's where they are. They're naked and frozen. But they're just... They're content. They're just content with doing something in the flesh. We don't want to just be content with doing things in the flesh. Don't give me your nagging. I spent an hour in prayer today. That's not going to do anything. It's dead. What are you transfigured? Well, I don't know. I didn't feel anything. Do you believe anything? What do you believe? Say what you believe. I didn't ask you to judge yourself according to the flesh. But I'm not feeling anything. I mean, the pastor said I should be being transferred. I don't smell anything. I've been reading my Bible for an hour. I don't smell anything. I don't feel anything. I must be dead. Oh, God, I'm frozen. No. It's by faith that we walk in the glory of God. You have to believe. The bottom line is we believe. I believe when I spend time with Jesus, Jesus is showing up. He's manifesting in my life. I'm clothing myself with him. And when I walk out of prayer, I'm clothed with him regardless of how I feel. And that's my faith talking. And my faith is pressing through all the deceptions of this world. It's pressing through it. No, I'm spending time in the Word. I'm being transformed. God's Word is working in me. It's fixing things in me. Healing is working in me right now. Healing is from the inside out. Well, I still feel the symptoms. Healing is from the inside out. It's working. It's working. I mean, nobody ever just goes to a doctor. They got a problem. They go to the doctor. They ask for medicine. And then they take the medicine. They take a pill and they go, I don't feel any different. I don't feel any different at all. I don't feel any, I've had two pills now. And I don't feel different at all. You got to let it work. Especially they tell you, you got to be on the thing for 10 days. Don't sit there after a couple hours and think everything's going to be different. Let the pill work. Let the gospel work. Let the gospel work. Do you believe it? Believe it. We believe it. As we believe it, it's working. It's working. It's transforming us. Christ is coming out. Say, come out of me, Jesus. I'm not asking him to leave you. We're not saying leave. We're just saying come out. Manifest. Come upon us. And we're going to stay there. We got to learn to live there. This is where we're supposed to live. This is where God wants us to abide. He wants us to abide in this place of the glory of God. Well, God's glory is on us all the time. It's working all the time. Health, strength, wisdom, direction, light, righteousness, holiness. It's working all the time. It's affecting every move we make in life. It's coming out of us. So in flesh, when we just operate in the flesh, and it's evident that we did something in the flesh, then that, what do we need to do to fix that? Try to fix the flesh? No. Build our faith in Christ in us. Christ in us. Build our faith in God. Get in the mirror of the Word. And that's what I love that it's called a mirror. Because again, when you look in a mirror, you're seeing what you already got. You're seeing what you already are. And that's what the Word of God's revealing to us. It's revealing Him and thus revealing us to ourselves. 1 John, he says, we shall be like him when we see him as he is. Now, that's not just talking about when he appears in the sky and we look up and we see him. Now, there's people that will be here when Jesus returns. And the Bible says when they look up and they'll see him. They'll see him. It's Jesus. And when they see him, it says their corruptible bodies are going to put on incorruption. They're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Boom. And they're going to be like him. They're going to be full of his glory. Right? When they see him in his fullness standing there before them. Boom. They're going to be changed. That's the rapture. That's at the end. When Jesus returns. And he comes back. But we don't have to wait for then. Some of you aren't going to make it that long. So don't wait until he appears in the clouds in the heavens. No, 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 no. Let him appear to you in Scripture. See him as he is. Not as religion has painted him or as somebody else said he is. See him as he is. See him with the eyes of your spirit. Get revelation. Because again, we're not settling for just a devotion, nice spent time with God. Okay, great. That's what you did. What did he do? What did he do? He came up out of me. He showed me things. I got revelation. He opened my eyes. I saw things. It came into this natural mind of mine. I saw it. I understood something about him. I got answers. I got direction. And it didn't come from out here. It came from in me. That's revelation. Revelation is when knowledge and understanding comes to you from the inside, from your spirit. A human can't give you. It can't come to you from the outside. I can't give you revelation. But I can give you the word, and then the word, as you behold it, can cause the word that's in you to come and illuminate your understanding. Cause you to hear things that everybody else in the room didn't hear. Cause you to see things nobody else saw. It. Did you see that? Huh? You ever see it before? You know? You get something, you go, did you get that? Did you see that? And they look back and go, yeah. Yeah, I got it. You all know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, it was like that when I was in Bible school. You know, that was happening all the time. People were seeing things, you know, did you get that? Yeah. You weren't getting it. You weren't getting it like they were getting it. See what I'm saying? See, there's things, when we're hearing tonight, we're not just happy with hearing with our physical ears. We want what we're hearing and what we're seeing in this natural concerning the word to cause something to rise up on the inside of Christ in us, to rise up on the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him to come forth, to arise up. And when you get insight into something from the inside out, nobody can take it from you. Nobody can take it from you. It's not like head knowledge. That's why the religious people in Jesus' day, they marveled because they said time and time again, different ones, they'd say, the people would say concerning him, he doesn't speak as the scribes and the Pharisees and the religious leaders. He speaks as one with authority. Like he's an authority on this subject. Like he knows it and there's no wavering, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, that's revelation. That's what we're supposed to have. So it's not so much the word that we're reading and seeing with our natural mind. That is to illuminate and cause what's on the inside, or cause what's on the inside of us to illuminate our understanding so that it's revelation and it's from God. God showed it to you. God showed it to you. Hallelujah. So has God shown you anything tonight? And when he shows it to you, it's life. Right? Just like Jesus. My whole life I heard about Jesus. Jesus. People used his name around me as a curse word. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And then one day, thank God, I got awake enough that all of a sudden the light came. Revelation came. And I saw Jesus. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And what happened? Something totally revolutionary happened to you. The old man passed away. Why? Because no man can see God and live. No carnal, natural man can see God and live. The moment you saw him, you, the old you, died. But that's okay, because immediately someone new was born. Hallelujah. No man can see God and live. And when you saw him, you were changed. The old man passed away. And behold, all things became new in you. Glory to God. So we want to keep seeing him. Keep seeing him. Keep seeing him. So that we're dying daily. Right? The old ways are dying. We're dying out to the old ways. The old man that was trained by the old spirit man. All those old ways, those carnal ways, all those bad habits of the past are being killed. They're dying. They're dying. They're dying. And something new, new life, new understanding is coming forth from your life. And we're going from faith to faith, glory to glory, being transformed, being changed from the inside out. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand on our feet tonight.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.